We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapity Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. Tiger Talk's presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau, and also open right here in Columbia at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Also brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Ask a local Shelter Insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review. Ask about how Shelter's auto policy now includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin will be with us coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we've got several things that we will cover here on Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. Mizzou in action tomorrow evening. The Tigers taking on the Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky did something that no team in 19 tries had been able to do, actually 20 tries, and that is to knock off Tennessee. They did so on Saturday night to knock off what was then the number one team in the nation, who had won 19 consecutive games. Kentucky comes in on a roll. They moved up in the rankings, and so the Tigers hosting the Wildcats tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Mizzou Arena. Plenty of tickets available for the game. 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS in Mid-Missouri, or log on to mutigers.com. Better yet, pick up your tickets at the window when you come to Mizzou Arena tomorrow night. Also excitement, because coming up at halftime, the number 3 will be raised to the rafters at Mizzou Arena as the Tigers pay tribute to Derek Chivas, Mizzou's all-time leading scorer. His jersey officially retired tomorrow at halftime. You'll want to be there for the halftime activities as they pay tribute to number 3, the Band-Aid Man, Derek Chivas, the New York native, Missouri's all-time leading scorer. An honor that has been long in coming, long overdue, and much deserved. So congratulations to Derek Chivas. In our next segment, we're going to introduce you to one of the hardest working members of the Missouri staff. He's just a graduate assistant, but trust me, he's one of the guys that when you get up in the hotel in the morning, he's one of the first guys down in the lobby. He's always working on his computer, does a lot of video stuff. We'll introduce you to him coming up in our next segment. As you know, Missouri is in the midst of its appeal with the NCAA. On Saturday, Jim Sterk, the Tigers' director of athletics, sat down with Chris Giovino at halftime. Here's that conversation.
Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sterk is alongside, and Jim, of course, we've talked a lot in the last few weeks, and you with me and many others, about the appeal of the NCAA ruling against Missouri recently, and I know now you're on a bit of a crusade, and I think rightly so, certainly from Tiger fan standpoints, of Make It Right. Tell us about that, and I'll just let you have a minute or two.
I think, it is something that we need to keep alive for a while here and really put the pressure on the public side, but then also create a great defense and overturn the sanctions that they levied on us, and that's with the appeals committee. But I think, you know, the people of Missouri have been around enough to know, and they believe in doing things right and believe if something's wrong that they want to help make it right. And that's why we've created the hashtag for social media, where people can tag it on other things and make it right, support our teams with their attendance at games, and then I think the 1839 campaign lends itself to just showing the support from across the state and across the nation, really, that they support our student-athletes and what we're trying to do at Mizzou.
Well, it seems like a real rallying point, too, for the students, alums, fans around the state, and I think you've been consistent. You think this is going to be at least a six-month process, don't you?
Yeah, that's from all indications that it probably will be, but we need to keep it alive and really, you know, continue to put pressure on the NCAA and really that they understand that this is something that's important, not for just Mizzou, but I think for intercollegiate athletics across the country. And you want to reward people for doing things the right way, and this does not do that.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for your time at halftime here today.
Chris, thanks. And I was out at David Williams, the AD, longtime AD at Vanderbilt, passed away unexpectedly. So there was a service yesterday, and then just got over here and actually beat the team and you guys here. So
we had a delay or two, and we talked about David Williams earlier with Mike, and we were talking about off the air. But what a great man, former Vanderbilt AD, passed away just weeks after retiring. But I thought that was great. You showed your respect and made it to Nashville to be part of that service.
Yeah, a great leader, and not only in Nashville but in our league, and it was appropriate. And I'll tell you what, Baptist Church in Nashville, there was some great music at that event.
I'll bet there was. What a great way to pay tribute. Thank you, Jim.
That is Chris Gervino with Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk, on Saturday as the Tigers played at Ole Miss. Missouri loses the game. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later with Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. But yet again, Mother Nature victorious as the Tigers tried to make their way to Oxford, Mississippi on Friday. As you know, a little snowstorm here in mid-Missouri. Several things happened. De-icing equipment wasn't available. Someone certified to use the de-icing equipment wasn't available. Crew for the airplane needed their rest. Snow intensified, and so Mizzou had to put off travel until Saturday. Left Columbia, Missouri about 9:15, arrived in Memphis, bus down to Oxford, Mississippi, about a 70-mile drive. Got to the hotel about 11:45. Had a quick pregame meal, left the hotel at 1 o'clock, went over and played the ball game, and then came back through Memphis and back home after the game against Ole Miss on Saturday. Kentucky in town tomorrow. We'll talk more about the Wildcats a little bit later on, but we'll introduce you to a special guest and a very important member of the Missouri staff coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia. Or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Columbia, water and light, saving money. Yeah, that's right, saving money. Getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great.
Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact. Columbia, water and light. Go check out their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019. Saturday, February 23rd. Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests. John Party. Tennille Towns. And Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley. Live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Tiger Talk continues, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. Central Bank's your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. You can open it today, www.centralbank.net. Just a thought about some of the travails that Missouri's gone through from a travel standpoint. January the 12th, supposed to play at South Carolina, but because of snow, the big one, Missouri plays on January the 13th, the Sunday game. No really travel issues January the 19th going to Texas A&M, but coming home from Arkansas on January the 23rd, had to spend the night because couldn't get out of Fayetteville because of ice. Meanwhile, after the Auburn game, January the 30th in Auburn, Alabama, Missouri forced to bus to Atlanta, Georgia, and then fly home late from there. After the Tennessee game, about an hour delay at the airport and then diverted to St. Louis, and then the Tigers bused home from St. Louis, got home about 4:15, 4:30. Mother Nature has been winning most of the road trips. One of the really, really hardworking members of the Missouri staff, a young guy who's been a part of the program now for 5 years. He's a graduate of the University of Missouri. In his second year as a graduate assistant, please welcome Brandon Byers, ladies and gentlemen. I said this early on. If you go down at the team hotel in the morning, the first person from the Mizzou staff that you will see in the lobby on his computer is who?
It's going to be me. Yep, it's going to be me. I'm obviously handling a lot of the video stuff, and when we have, you know, especially on road trips, I'm just super OCD about having the film ready before everyone gets down on, you know, to eat breakfast. So I have to have everything prepared. Like, I can't show up 5 minutes before and have the film, you know, scrambling around trying to get it all set up. I have to have the film ready. So I'm down there an hour and a half, 2 hours before everyone gets down there, just because that's just my mentality. And I have to, you know, be prepared and be on top of everything. So I can't be scrambling at the last second. I have to be on top of it all.
Who usually beats you down to the lobby, though?
Coach Corn usually beats me down there because he just gets up at the crack of dawn, especially when it's his scout. Like, he's up at 4 a.m. watching film, and he's down there, you know, with a Starbucks coffee, just going at it, looking at all the sets and all these other what the teams are running. So he's usually the one that beats me down there. But other than that, it's usually me or Corn, depending on the scout or who's running the show.
Who usually beats both of you downstairs?
Nobody. Not a soul. Actually, you do. I'll give you that because you always go on runs at like 4:30, 5 a.m. in the morning, and I don't know how you do it, Mike. I don't know. I couldn't do that.
You are a native of not the state of Missouri.
That's correct.
Where is your hometown?
Palo Alto, California.
Okay, stop right there. Palo Alto, California.
Yes, sir.
But you decided to come to the University of Missouri.
I did.
Did you realize there was snow in Missouri when you made that decision?
I did, but not to the extent that it is. Not to the extent that it's been this year, because I'll tell you, it's been wild this year, and it was wild my freshman year. It was a culture shock for sure.
So growing up in Palo Alto, what What was it about Mizzou that attracted Brandon Byers?
It's a great question, because initially I came to Mizzou to be a sports writer, because obviously the journalism school is so great here. So that's why my undergrad is in journalism. It was in sports journalism. And but when I started working for the basketball team my sophomore year as a student manager, everything kind of changed for me. And I said, I want to coach. So I continued with my journalism degree, got that, because I felt, you know, if I can communicate well and write well and be able to talk and, you know, be comfortable talking with people, that would help me a lot. So the journalism school was probably the biggest reason why I first came out here to Missouri and why I was interested. And then I wanted a new experience. I wanted to get out of California. I had been there 18 years. And not to say that I was tired of it, per se, like I wanted to leave entirely and I can always go back. But I wanted a different experience, meet new people, see, you know, a different part of the country and get a different vibe. And I love it here in Missouri. And people say, why do you say that? It's just because I like the lifestyle here. The people are great. They're more friendly here than in California, that's for sure, no doubt.
You were not 6'8 and 225 pounds,
no.
Right?
So definitely not.
For those listening on the radio, you were less than 6 feet tall.
Yep.
5'9"?
5'8 and a half.
5'8 and a half.
I'll give it 5'8 and a half.
So for a 5'8 and a half guy from Palo Alto, California.
Yep.
What is it about hoops that attracted you to reach out to Kim Anderson's staff?
Yep.
About becoming a student manager when you were a sophomore in Missouri?
Well, it's funny because growing up, I used to have like this little Tykes basketball hoop, and I would literally just be announcing the game to myself. Like I'd be talking to myself and announcing it.
Is that the same one that Patrick Crawford kept in his house for all those years?
It might be. Yeah, I think he still has. He might still have it, actually, because I don't know if he can dunk on anything else but that. But I would run around, I would be announcing the game to myself, and basketball was always my first love for whatever reason. The game, the way the flow of the game, the pace, I loved it. And from that point forward, I knew I wanted to be in sports. That's why I pursued the journalism at first. And then it's funny enough, I wanted to become a student manager because I went to the UCLA game my freshman year when Zach LaVine and the Ware twins came. And I saw these guys in polos and slacks bringing out stools to the bench. And I was like, this is pretty interesting. Like these guys, I don't know who they are. I don't know what they do, but they're right next to the team. And I was like, I would love to be a part of something like that. Like that would be awesome. So I did some research, found out like there's actual student managers and that this is something that I could do. So I reached out to the director of basketball operations at the time, Toby Lane, and I was just harassing him like every 2 weeks. I'm just hitting him up with an email, a text, a phone call. I said, I want to be a part of the program as much as in any way, shape or form. And luckily my effort paid off and Coach Anderson and his staff brought me on board. And ever since it's just been a whirlwind and an amazing journey.
So you've seen it from a couple of different angles now as a graduate assistant, but then as a student manager.
Yeah.
And I see the work that the student managers do.
For sure.
Not only during practice, but before each and every game. So for the listeners, Brandon Byers is with us, one of Missouri's graduate assistants, handles all the video. We'll talk about that in our next segment. But give the listeners and the fans here at Buffalo Wild Wings just kind of a thumbnail sketch of all the details that the student managers will take on during the course of a season.
Yeah, and it may seem like these are like very remedial tasks, like getting the water or doing the towels, you know, during practice and whatnot. But these are all important things that make an organization run smoothly. So as a student manager, my whole mantra was to just do everything in my power to make the coaches' lives and the players' lives easier, whether that was literally going to grab a guy a water that he needed because he was just off the floor for a minute during scout team and he needed a drink, or if that was helping a coach in any way, shape, or form with any sort of video or anything that I could do to help the program is what my goal was. And our student managers here do a lot to help me, which I'm sure we'll talk about later in terms of video stuff, is I can't do all the video by myself. So a lot of the student managers are very good at logging the game for me and helping me get it in the first round so that when I go back and go through it again, I don't have to worry about all the simple stuff at the beginning. So student managers are very important because they do a lot of the things that people don't see and maybe don't appreciate all the time, but they continue to do their job, and you don't notice when a student manager doesn't do his job until he or she doesn't do it.
Important. One of the other things, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, one of the other things, though, that you got to do as a student manager at times, particularly on the road, is run some of the other team's offense during shoot around.
Oh yeah.
How much fun was that?
Amazing. It's awesome because I was never a great basketball player, so to even share the floor with Division I basketball players was just awesome to me. Like I would turn the ball over, and I was like, I do not care. Like, I just turned it over, so what? Like, to be out on the floor with them and be in that same space with Division I basketball players who I, you know, don't even, I shouldn't even be out on the floor with, is just, it was awesome for me, and definitely nerve-wracking at times, too, if you didn't run the play right. You know, you got jumped on just like any other player would, so.
Did you ever get a shot off?
I did, and I don't think I made it. And that was disappointing, but you know what? I shot it, and I shot it with confidence, and I think it rimmed off to the right or something, I think, in one time.
You got it off. That's the most important thing.
That's the biggest thing.
So let's talk a little bit about the video process, if you will, because I don't think folks have an idea the number of different, first of all, how efficient today's systems are.
Right.
The number of different looks that you can give an individual coach or player to look at from an individual game.
Yep.
The way that games are logged in terms of different things, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, things like that, against the press, against zone.
Right.
Walk us through the different variations of the way it's broken down so people can find things to prepare for the next opponent.
Right. So for me, how we break it down is we go offense, defense. So the opponents. So for example, like for Kentucky, I'll have Kentucky's offense, Kentucky's defense, their free throws, their baseline out of bounds, their sideline out of bounds, and then all their plays. So for me, what's not difficult, but what's time-consuming is that I have to name every single offensive set or action that they run in the game something, so that when I go back and a coach asks me, okay, Brandon, do you remember this play where they set a back screen, then a rip screen into a punch action, so they threw it inside? I can be like, okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That happened at 11:55 in the first half. They threw it to PJ Washington, and he got a bucket off of it. So I need to be able to recall that information and have it logged so that I can give it to a coach right away or be able to disseminate to him, hey, like, I know exactly what that play was. Then I, there's paint touches, how many times they get in the paint, there's how many times they allow a post up, how many turnovers, what turnovers they force, all that stuff. So it's quite a process that I'm going through, and I'm doing that for every team, and it's been really good for me because I've literally been watching so much basketball, I feel way more educated about it.
How long does it take you to break down a game afterwards?
About an hour and a half per game, and I'm doing that five times at the bare minimum for each team. So, I mean, you're looking almost about 10 hours per team. Just that's off the rip. Just right off the top, that's 5 hours, 10 hours per team. That doesn't even include like extra edits and extra film that I have to break down as well. So it's a lot, but it's really rewarding at the
same
time.
Five times. Why five times?
It's just a good number. Last five games is kind of recent enough to where it's kind of, you can see a pattern with certain things they're running, especially too, like you don't want to go all the way back to October or November, their first game of the season, because every team is changing and they evolve as the season goes on. So if I went back to when Kentucky played Ohio State in that tournament that they played in a non-con, it's really not going to give a great representation of Kentucky because obviously their players have adapted. They've maybe had injuries. They're running different things to get different guys the ball. Some guys are playing better than others. So last five is usually a pretty good indicator of where they're at currently when we play them.
Couple minutes left with you. Yep. What are you going to do with your GA? What are you getting your graduate's degree in?
So I'm studying sports psychology, which obviously is a great, it's great because I'm seeing that every day on the court. Like, I'm seeing how Coach Martin and the assistants interact with the players. I'm watching the players to see how they interact back with the coaches, whether it's body language, whether it's, how they talk to each other. It's such a great experience for me to be able to literally see what my degree is and what I'm studying in action every single day. So hopefully that helps me down the road because I want to coach, and that's the ultimate dream, is to be a head coach at, a Division I, Division II, Division III program. So hopefully that what I'm learning now and what I'm seeing every day gives me an advantage later on in the future when I pursue my coaching dreams.
So 5 years with the program.
Yep.
Give me a couple of memories that stand out for you.
I think the Rally for Ryan games with, Coach Luz and Ryan, what she went through was obviously being 4-0 in those games. That's awesome. Like, to be able to win every one of those games that I've been a part of. And then I was lucky enough to go to Italy going into my senior year with the men's basketball team. To go on a foreign trip and be the only student manager to get to go was just it was great for me because I felt like obviously the staff valued me and they felt that I was, capable enough to go and that I was, even worthy enough to go. And just to get to spend time with the players and build relationships that'll last a lifetime, I think those are the two things that really stand out over my 5 years with the program.
One final thought, what has it been like for you to work with this staff?
Awesome. And I think the biggest thing with Coach Martin, to work with him, has been he gives me a lot of freedom with what I do. Like, he's not stringent, or he's not like hovering over me like a helicopter parent, or in that situation of like, oh, you need to do this, 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 and this. He gives me a lot of freedom to kind of pick out the things that I see, and then we break it down and go over it together. So he's allowing me to learn the game just as much as I'm, you know, I'm learning from him every day. And I think that that's such a big deal. Is I'm feeling I'm growing every single day because I'm working with the film, and he's giving me that ability to do so.
Proud of you, buddy. It's great to see you. Thanks
appreciate
for taking
Thank
time
you.
Tonight.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Brandon Byers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this. Coach Martin will join us on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Does your homeowner's policy cover you for injuries on a jet ski ride? It depends. Jet ski renters and owners aren't covered, but a jet ski borrower probably is covered by a standard homeowner's policy. Make sense? Trusted Choice independent agents can make sense of it for you. They represent many companies, not just one, so you can choose the insurance that fits your life.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit trustedchoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger, Diamond, Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Buffalo Wild Wings is presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Coach Konzo Martin joins us. He'll be with us until the top of the hour, and really enjoyed giving the folks a chance to get to know Brandon Byers a little bit.
Oh, Brandon's a good guy, and he's also a hard worker.
Yeah, extremely hard worker.
He is. I mean, he puts the time into it. A lot of time into it. Those exhausting hours when you're breaking down film, not only breaking down film, but you have to break the segments down, offensive segments, defensive segments. Then you have to get that to the guys that need that film. And it just, and then all of a sudden after that one, it's just the next game.
So for a guy like you that's trying to teach and help a young guy like that who hasn't played the game, gain a foothold and knowledge in this sport. What's kind of your approach with guys like that that you can see are so hungry to learn and that are really sponges about trying to get as much information from you as they possibly can?
Well, I think you said the key thing. He's hungry to learn. He wants to be good at it. And he worked, whatever he doesn't know, he works himself into being good. Because of course he's an intelligent young man, but as far as my thing, I don't get consumed whether or not a guy's played the game or not. It's just time you put into it to cover ground and understanding what it means to be a good coach, because that's what he wants to be. But also tell those guys, not only him, but as our assistant coach, you have to take notes in the bad times. You have to take notes, because everything is good when it's good. You have to take notes and learn from my mistakes, whatever you think is perceived as a mistake that I'm doing, so you don't make that mistake. So I think those are the values in these lessons. He's intelligent. He can break down a film and all those things, but it's understanding the people, understanding your players, the body languages, the adverse situation, guys in the locker room, understanding what coach needs to know, what I shouldn't tell coach. All those things make you a good coach, and I think he understands that, he sees that. Plus, he has an opportunity as a graduate assistant not only to learn from me, but also the other assistant coaches. There's a lot of guys that you can learn from and pick things up from.
You're a note taker, and you're a guy that will take notes and share those notes and thoughts with your coaching staff. Talk about different times in which you've been able to do that. What are some of those circumstances in which you've just written notes to your staff about thinking about things in this manner?
Well, like, for example, there might be a road game that we'll lose, and I'll just take notes. And I keep the notes. I keep myself, and I'll go back to the staff, and I'll talk about it. This is what I saw. This is what took place. Maybe I could have done this better. We have to be able to handle this young man, because what happens in the midst of fire, the meaning competing in games, winning and losing games, a lot of stuff going on is chaos on the sidelines, on our bench, because you're trying to win a game. As a competitive spirit, okay, when you calm down, you sit back and say, well, it is somebody's son. Mm-hmm. So where's the lesson in teaching him? Okay, here's what we broke down. This is what you have to do, because, again, it's going, because you're trying to win. But you have to have balance and step back and say, guys, we made a mistake here. We have to be able to handle this a little bit better. I think this guy here, let's give him more comfort. Let's pat him on the back here. Let me be the only guy that gets on this guy here. But those are lessons in going through it when you take your notes, because, again, it's just a game. Of course you want to win the game, but sometimes you can lose and you won the game. The score you say is you won, but you can lose. You can lose, guys. You can lose young souls. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to understand we're going through it, because everybody's trying to win, so it's so competitive. But let's take a step back and assess the whole situation when you're talking about the coach and having a great program. Where do we lose this young man? Because you're trying to maintain every young guy. Not every guy's going to be a great player. So the lessons I'm teaching these young, our coaches, as well as graduate assistants, there's pain in some of these lessons, because everybody can't be great, and it's not going to work out for everybody.
When did you develop that habit of utilizing your notes, taking notes, things like that?
Well, I just felt like really you learn and you write stuff down. Mm-hmm. And then at some point it'll be over for me. So whatever I have, you can have it, whatever that is. And then the other, on a side note, if I'm blessed to have grandkids, I mean, it's like they'll go down the basement, wherever it is, and say, man, let's open this box. And there's years of stuff that I wrote down. But even I still have the journal. When I used to shoot 500 shots in the summertime a day, just write it down. So you still have that. So now it's like, man, this is what I did. And I didn't do it to say, okay, 20 years from now I'll be able to open that up. But it's just... It's funny to see stuff that you wrote down. Even my handwriting, my signature changed. Mm-hmm. It seemed like that changed every year, but it's just as unique, and it's funny to see some of the things you've done in years past. So that's why I do a lot of that, too.
Would you ever publish that? Would you ever consider doing that?
Oh, I don't, man. I mean, that's...
Kind of as a teaching age for other coaches?
Roberta, yeah, they can have all that. When I'm done, I'm done, because you probably won't ever see me again when I'm done. I mean, it's just, when I think when it's time to give it up, you it's somebody else's turn, and no telling, I tell Roberta I'm joking. I might be in Idaho somewhere, so who knows?
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. More of Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint Sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning. Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle up, phone down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course, a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
We're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia Southwest Side. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Coach Konzo Martin is alongside. He'll be with us until just before 8 o'clock. His team in action tomorrow evening at Mizzou Arena. 8 o'clock, the tip-off against the Kentucky Wildcats. We'll talk about them coming up a little bit later on. Last week, Missouri goes 1-1. Tigers win on Tuesday at home against Arkansas, knocking off the Razorbacks 79-78. Missouri loses on Saturday at Ole Miss 75-65 in Oxford on Saturday. Let's talk about the Arkansas game. Just your takeaway from that performance by your team.
Well, one, of course, we won the game. Had a lead. We were blessed to win it in the end. I thought we did some good things. I thought they played well together. I thought we ran up the court. I thought a lot of guys played some good basketball on both sides of the ball. You know, Jeremiah played well, scoring the ball well. I think, you know, Gaffer scored well. And I don't think either one of those guys defended each other well, but they both scored the ball well. X did some good things in X case, I think, in the last four games, 7.3 rebounds. So he's doing a good job of rebounding the basketball. He has to continue. I think he had, before the Ole Miss game, I think he had 3-1-1 in turnovers. And I think he had 5 against Ole Miss, but he's been doing a better job with that. But I thought overall our team scored the ball and did some good things. And one thing about Arkansas, they make you play a way that's uncomfortable. You got to be able to make individual plays. And for some, that's probably fun to play against if you're scoring the ball.
One of the guys that really made an impact down the stretch on the offensive end and defensively was Ronnie Suggs.
He did. He stepped up, made a big three. The one thing about Ronnie on defense, you feel him when he plays defense because he's long, he's athletic, and he made some plays. And also the last play when he and Jeremiah did a good job of switching the ball screen, and he was strong enough to hold Big Gafford and get that ball. So he did a great job with that.
What did you think they were going to do on that final possession?
Well, they came. That's one of their plays when it's late in the clock, they like to run that play, the live play for Gafford, and they have one of their shooters coming on the backside. we did a poor job in defending it the play before, and they scored it with the lob pass. So then, you know, obviously we took X out and we put Ronnie in. So let Ronnie guard the ball. So Ronnie and Jeremiah, they'll run the play again. Let's switch this ball screen. Jeremiah did a good job of switching the ball screen and being big. So I would imagine that the point guard felt like there was an advantage of getting the ball over the top to Gaffer, but Ronnie did a good job of holding him at bay and making a play on the ball.
It's kind of surprised they didn't try to go to Isaiah Joe.
Well, that's why we had Geis on him. And Geis gave him a little light because it gave enough help to Jeremiah with the point guard. So if Harris would have saw him, he had a clean look at it. But Geis did, he did his job to give Jeremiah just enough, and then he recovered.
Then, of course, Saturday you go to Ole Miss, and, you know, the story of that game is one that we've talked about far too often. 25 turnovers that led to 32 points by Kermit Davis's team.
Yeah, I know we got to talk about it, so we'll talk about it. But, man, it's just, you know, you... Wow. I can just put on a recorder from my last conversation and say, here, dude, use this. But, no, it just... Man, and for example, KJ had four turnovers in that game. Not to single him out, but I thought he had one of his better games in trying to be more assertive offensively. But he got two offensive fouls. He tried to, you know, travel and make a move. You want to be aggressive, but you also want to, you know, take care of the basketball. It wasn't a good game as far as the turnovers were for X. You know, we spent time with the 1-3 going against the 1-3-1, and one thing we talked about, you move it side to side in the backcourt. Now, once you get it up, just go to the corners. Mm-hmm. Go to the corners, and it becomes a zone. And then we did that, you got good stuff out of it. But when X get hesitant up top trying to make plays, that's when it became tough.
Yeah, the 1-3-1 is something that you hadn't seen a lot this year, though, and they were really effective with it. The other thing, too, is this, there were a lot of passes now with purpose, more floating.
Exactly. Balloon passes, and instead of being aggressive, he jump stop and attack at the rim. And the one thing we said to our guys, just get across and attack the rim. Attack the five men or hit the corners. And we didn't do a good job of that consistently.
Jordan Geist finished with 23 in the game. Is averaging now 15 points per game. He's a guy, coach, that when he arrived, and I'm not sure that anyone envisioned he'd ever be able to score the basketball at this level the way that he has. He's evolved into a player, made himself a player through his hard work, hasn't he?
It's simply that. Just the hard work. And he has a level of toughness to him. He's not going to back down from a challenge. He embraces that. But it's simply a result of when you put the work in, the results will follow. And I think it's that. I mean, because he can make a shot, he's improved his shot, strong with the ball. He would rather try to post you up and make plays. When he starts backing guys down, some might look at him on the sidelines like, what is this guy doing? But that's an advantage for him because he's strong enough to get you off balance, especially the way the game's officiated, and he can get you to foul him. And he's effective at it.
He had a shot the other day where he was defended by one of their bigger players and literally fading away inside the paint. I mean, the ball is back behind us. How he got it off, I have no idea.
Because he's comfortable with operating in that area because he's strong enough and with guards. If it's isolated one-on-one, you know, some guys will face you up and they're quick and they'll attack the rim. Well, he'll just turn his back and walk you down and get you off balance and get to that free throw line.
X had 9 rebounds in that game.
He did. X is doing a good job of rebounding. And the one thing, X has never lacked talent. Uh-huh. And that part is understood. I think the next phase for him is just simply taking pride defensively and just, you know, taking pride in that. And I tease him all the time. I say you're from Chicago, now you got to act like it. So they're supposed to be so tough in Chicago. So we need that toughness on the defensive side of the ball. But I think that's the next step for him, just really taking pride in being a good defender.
How much will his game benefit, too, from having a full summer here in Columbia, working with Nicodemus and really gaining strength, particularly in the upper body?
Well, I think he'll gain a lot from that because, again, when I walked in his shoes my first year in college, from the standpoint of my body, wasn't as big as I needed to be. But so that next year I knew what I had to do because that those physical blows when guys were hitting me around the basket, it's real. I don't care how talented you are. When a guy, you know, 10 or 15 pounds heavier, just as strong, he's older, that can impact your game. It can take your legs out of the game, and he has an advantage. So that part I give him grace. And I don't give him an excuse to say, okay, here's the reason why. Because you can see him, he'll get down the floor fast with other guys, but some guys might give him a bump, and they gain the advantage. Now, once he gets that part to his game, I think it'll take him to another level.
Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
Yes bucks the trend. It ignores the status quo. Yes has no time for conformity. And it's how at MU Health, our disruptive spirit of yes took a blood thinner in use since the 40s and said, we can do better. The result, a remarkable 39% lower risk of stroke. Proof that at MU Health, defying the odds can actually improve them. Yes makes it possible.com.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Mizzou Athletics is proud to partner with its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance, and download the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast later this week. Go to mutigers.com/podcast. You can subscribe today. Tigers in Kentucky coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about the Wildcats coming up in our next segment. After missing six games because of an ankle and then a foot, Mark Smith returned on Saturday, coach, against Ole Miss. Just a thought on kind of Mark and what you saw in the game and moving forward. What do you think will he be able to get back to where he was, I guess, from a health standpoint?
I think so. I think the biggest thing now is just the conditioning because from the last time he played, the Arkansas game up until when you saw him, there was a practice the day before that Ole Miss game, and then there was a practice where he did drive non-contact. Mm-hmm. So that was really it as far as being with the team. I mean, of course, he's been at practice and with weightlifting or, you know, running. I mean, it's not the treadmill, but the bike and elliptical, but no contact and no up and down the court with the team.
He got to play a few minutes and then came out later in the game. But, you know, just a thought on – I look at your team. You're 12-12 in the season, right? And arguably he's your best player from a scoring standpoint. He's missed six games, and you've been able to maintain – you know, staying at the 500 mark, which to me, I think speaks volumes for the potential and the future with a lot of these young guys that you have on your roster.
I think so. And just, you know, but we, you know, we try to go back to as a staff, the pain and losing some of those games, because it's as if we come back and we say the same thing. If we've come up short, you look at the turnovers, mm-hmm. And I always say, guys, you have to allow this team to beat you. Allow them to beat you. Don't beat yourselves, because, again, it's one thing if you have 15 turnovers and six of them cost you in transition basket, but it can't be 15 turnovers and 30 points. It's just too hard. I mean, you're treading water the whole night, and it's hard to win games like that against good teams when you're on a road, tough environments. And because I think our guys compete in a battle, but just that margin for error is so slim, especially when you have so many new guys at this level. And I try to stay away from using the word young, because you have young players everywhere, but new guys and not a lot of leadership around to kind of help them navigate through it, because, you know, as well as guys is playing, he's still holding his own, you know. So I think those are the things. You know, Kevin not playing at the level we expect him to play at, but he's still out there battling and competing. So, you know, a lot of painful and tough lessons, but they'll grow from it.
You know, battling and competing, and that's something that, to me, again, has stood out throughout the course of the season. I look back to Saturday. You fall behind by 16 at one point in the first half. And on the road, travel woes that you've had. I mean, there have been teams before you, before this one, that would have maybe hung their head and just kind of given up at that point in time. But your guys continued to battle throughout the rest of the game and had chances in the second half.
Well, I don't understand how you would give up or quit in a game. I mean, because then what are you doing this for? Because, again, it goes back to life situation. Tough times happen. Because you have to look at how do we get in this situation. You guys got us in this situation. Let's help get us out of it. I mean, because we don't have time to put your head down and sob about how we got to this point. Let's try to get out of here. But I'll write it down on the board. Okay, it's 6:15 left in the game. We're down 12. Okay, what are we going to do right here? And I'll just have that 6:15. I'll circle. You got to see it. Because this is also a life situation. Where do we go from here? How do we fight? Let's see who's going to fight. I want to see everybody's eyes. I want to see who's giving up. And I'll say, guys, who's giving up? And they'll communicate amongst each other. Because you have to go through all those things. I think there's a beauty in those situations. Man, we're down 10, we're down 12. Then what you want to see is what older guys step up, what younger guys step up, who's saying what. Because now all of a sudden you find who's the leader and who's the guy that handled adverse situations. Then you'll see the guy who takes a step back.
For a period of about 4 hours on Friday, as a team, you're at the arena waiting to figure out if you were going to be able to travel or not. How did you try to spend that time with your ball club?
Well, we watch film. So normally what we would do at night when we get to the location on the road, we just did our scouting report and our game plan there. Then after that, when they made the decision that we couldn't get out that night, the guys knew we were about to get to bed, and then we had to meet at the arena. We were leaving at 6:30 from the arena to the airport, and then that's what it was. But we don't talk about it as much as the staff. Like, oh, man, why did this have to happen? Man, let's roll. We got a game to play. There's no, I even told the guys that were doing the game, man, this is basketball. This is nature. And that's part of life. And we'll get our share on the other side one day. But right now we're dealing with this. Let's play this basketball game. And these guys have played a lot of AAU games where they play three or four games in a day. So it's basketball. Let's go play the game.
Back after this in the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Final segment of Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Missouri in action coming up tomorrow evening. 8 o'clock is the tip-off at Mizzou Arena in Columbia against the Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky on a roll, coming off of a win against then number one Tennessee on Saturday. You had a chance to watch the film of that game. Just what did you see in the way that the Wildcats approached that game at home against Tennessee?
Well, you know, one thing about Kentucky, they could match, you know, Tennessee's bigs. I mean, P.J. Washington is playing as well as anybody in our conference. And they're big, they're physical. Reed Travis was a guy that played at Stanford, a physical presence around the rim as well. So from that standpoint, they can match their intensity and toughness. Then also Kentucky have, you know, 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", on the wing. So you have the length. Tennessee has very talented guards. Bones 6 feet, maybe 6'2". Kentucky has length and size, and they're physical. And I think, you know, the thing that helped Kentucky, they came off that tough loss against LSU. Mm-hmm. So now they're on edge. You know, Tennessee really hadn't been tested at that level. And then you go into, obviously, a hostile environment against a talented team. And just, not to say Tennessee's bad, Tennessee's still a great team. They just ran up against a team that played well that night.
Yeah, and Travis was able to really occupy Alexander to allow P.J. Washington some space to operate.
And that was the tough part about it, not just thinking, watching the game. When Alexander's off the floor, now you don't have an athletic shot blocker. So now with Reed Travis and P.J. Washington, it's hard to defend P.J. Washington one-on-one anyway. So now you don't have a shot blocker around us. So that means Schofield or Grant has to guard him. And that's tough because he's going to bring the game to him, and he can defend on the other side.
How much different are they now that Higgins is the point guard, that he's moved into the lineup?
Well, I think what he does is he Ashton understands who he is. He's a guy, obviously, left high school early. So he should be a senior in high school. So he left high school early. He's 6'4", he's strong guard. You watch him on the AAU circuit, he's physical. He loves playing defense. He loves pressing the ball. And I think the biggest key with that defense, he changed the game and how they approach the game. They have a defensive mindset just because of how he pressures the ball. So now he allows their wings to get out. He allows their bigs to do what they do because of the pressure he puts on the ball. And I just think, I think what, you know, you lose one key guy and shorten their rotation, so now everybody knows what their minutes are when they're going in and out of the game.
Keldon Johnson had a big game against Tennessee. He's also a guy that averages double figures for them.
Well, you're talking about, though he's a freshman, he's probably one of the elite wings in all of college basketball. 6'7", he slashes, he runs the floor. Harrell's a talented wing as well. I mean, so again, they're freshmen, but they're very talented. And again, when you have big guys that you pound the ball inside to that demands a double, you have to be shot ready to make plays. And you have Ashton, who's a great point guard that doesn't mind passing the ball. You have the parts to be successful.
What are some of the things that they're doing defensively these days?
Again, I think it starts with Ashton. They'll double the post here and there when they need to, but I think Ashton puts a lot of pressure on the ball. I think PJ's a better defender than he was a year ago. Mm-hmm. Reed Travis is a physical presence around the rim, so he likes playing that style anyway. And I think with their two wings, they get out in the passing lanes, they make it hard on you, and I think that's the difference. But they make you play in the half court, they make you score over the top, and nothing's easy.
Areas that you have to be really good at tomorrow night.
I'll give you some. Since you're a good man, Mike, I'll give you some, but they might be listening. But I think, you know, the biggest thing, we'll bring the game to Jeremiah and Kevin. We'll make those guys guard us in the post. If it goes one-on-one, and we'll let those guys operate all night long. If our guys, bigs, don't get in foul trouble, we'll pound the ball inside. We'll make a play. They double the post. Our shot guys got to be shot ready.
It was special a year ago when you beat Kentucky at Mizzou Arena. It's going to be special tomorrow night for a number of reasons. Among them, though, at halftime, Derek Chivas is number three. Is going to be raised to the rafters as his jersey will be officially retired. The all-time leading scorer in Mizzou history. It's long overdue. It's well-deserved. And really excited to see Derek tomorrow night and excited for he and his family.
It's an impressive honor. I mean, you're talking about as long as this school been around, as long as they had a basketball program, and to say you're the all-time leading scorer. That's a major tribute, not only to you and what you did as a ball player, your teammates, but also your family, because again, he's probably 30 plus years removed. He's still all-time leading scorer, and that record, the way the game is played, the way so many young guys are leaving college, that record might stand for a long time.
And oh, by the way, that was before the three-point shot.
It's impressive, man. He scored the ball, he slashed, he got rebounds, he made plays. Man, you have to tip your hat to him.
Yeah, terrific player. About 30 seconds left in the show. I'm just going to give you this note. It's about 24 outside right now. A little snow expected tomorrow night, maybe a little bit of ice. 79 in Gainesville today. Of course, you'll play in Gainesville coming up this weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to this win tomorrow. We'll deal with that Gainesville when we get there. We got to get this win tomorrow.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to Brandon Byers. Our thanks to Matt Weingartner. I'm Mike Kelly. That's going to do it for this edition of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.